Good morning, Brishas Rabbi Kron. We are on Kuf Yud Aleph Amin Aleph. We are about 14 lines from the bottom. The last word on the line is Viruach. We're continuing to discuss things related to Eretz Yisrael, benefits of living in Eretz Yisrael, benefits of being buried in Eretz Yisrael, other things of that nature, other philosophical topics. So we were in the middle of interpreting different words of the Pasuk. So the next part says, Viruach Aholchim Ba, spirit of those who walk in it. I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Kol Mahalach Arba Amos Eretz Yisrael. Anyone who walks for Amos in Eretz Yisrael, Muftach Lo, Shem Ben Olam Abba, is guaranteed a place in Olam Haba. And earlier we had said that only those people who are buried in Eretz Yisrael would be those who would go through Tlias HaMesim, so Mar is going to question this. Or Rabbi Elazar. Tzadikim Shebechutz Eretz La'aretz Einam Chayim. So the people that are, you know, Tzadikim who are buried outside of Eretz Yisrael, they're not going to go through Tlias HaMesim. Rabbi Eli, he says, Aydei Gilgal, the Gilgal, that they'll get to Eretz Yisrael, but their bones will have to roll all the way to Eretz Yisrael, and there they'll come back to life. So Maskilei Rabbi Abba Salaraba. So Rabbi Abba, the great objected, and he said, Gilgal Tzadikim Sarhu, it should be, why should they have to suffer through this? Rabbiye, no, it's not really that they suffer. What it is there's these special tunnels for tzaddikim underground, and they stand upright. They travel through the tunnels to get to Eretz Yisrael. Now, we know about Yaakov. It says, in Asani Mimisraim, Kvartani before Asam, when Yaakov died, he asked that he be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Amar Karna said, Dvarim Bego, maybe that's be more to the story here. Yaakov knew he was a tzaddik. Now, if the people who are buried outside of Eretz Yisrael are going to be go through Tlias HaMesim, why did he make his sons have to go through the effort of having to, you know, transport him to Eretz Yisrael? So he was worried. He was worried that maybe he would not be zochet to have these special tunnels, and he'd have to go through this rolling. Kayotza badavar ta'omer. Similarly, vayish by Yosef, b'nei Yisrael. Yosef also asked Klai Yisrael to take him to back his bones to Eretz Yisrael. I'm Rabbi Chanina dvaram bego. And ask me more of the story here. Yodiah Yosef ba'atzmo shetzadik amrahaya. Yosef knew that he was a tzaddik. And if people that are buried outside of Eretz Yisrael go to Tlias HaMesim, why did he make them travel with him 400 parsos? Why did they make him drag his bones? Same thing, that he was worried that maybe he wouldn't merit to have these tunnels that would allow him with ease to get to his bones with ease, or his body with ease to get through the tunnels and go through Tlias HaMesim. So the brothers of Rabba Bar Nachmani sent this to Rabba to try to get him to live in Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov knew that he was a complete tzaddik. The story we already said, and they added on Ilfa Mosi Badvarim. They added on to this Masa Be'echa Chayim Estar Al Isha Achas. It was a story about a man who was in love with another woman who lived outside of Eretz Yisrael, Uvikesh Leirid, and he wanted to go from Eretz Yisrael to wherever she lived to marry her. Kevin Shamazos, once he heard this, that about why Yaakov wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, Gilgo ba'atzma yom atzmo. He stayed in Eretz Yisrael until the end of, till he died. Afal pi, shachal chacham gadol ata, even though you, Rabba, are a great Talmud Chacham, you would be better off if you came to Eretz Yisrael, because Eino Dama Lomeid Me'atzma Lomeid Me'rabba. There's no comparison between someone who learns on his own and someone who learns from a Rebbe. Vim Tomar, if you're going to say, in Eretz Yisrael, Eino Charav, there's no one in Eretz Yisrael who could be your Rebbe. Yesh Charav, you have a Rebbe. Umanu Rabbi Yochanan, that's Rabbi Yochanan. And Vim Eina Ta'ola, and if you don't come up to Eretz Yisrael, you should at least do these three things. What are they? Al tarbe yeshiva. Don't spend too much time sitting down. Yeshiva kashla tachtonios. That sitting down too much causes hemorrhoids. Va'al tarbe b'amida. Don't stand too much. Shamida kashla leiv. Standing too much is bad for your heart. Va'al tarbe b'halicha. Don't spend too much time walking. Shalicha kashla naim. Because walking is bad for your eyes. I'm not really sure what position he's supposed to be in, if he's not sitting, standing, or walking. But Ella, what should he do? Shlish b'yeshiva, he spends a third of his time sitting. Shlish b'amida, a third of his time standing. Ushlish b'alicha, and a third of the time walking. Kol yeshiva she'eni masbicha, and any sitting that is without support, meaning if you sit in kind of like a backless chair or something like that, or one of these funky new aerodynamic chairs, amida nochaimena, standing is better than it. Amida salta daita, can you really think that standing is better than sitting? V'hamarta amida kashalev, we say that standing is bad for your heart. Ela yeshiva, it means any sitting she'ein basmicha, where there's no support. That if you sit on like a bench or a chair that doesn't have the back. Amida she'esh basmicha nochaimena, standing where there is support is better than standing. Okay, now back to things about Eretz Yisrael. V'chein Amro, Yitzchak v'Shimon v'Oshiv Amro. All three of them said davar echad, one thing. Halacha b'Rabbi Yehuda b'Pardos. The halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda about mating of mules. What is that? The Tanya we learned in the Bereisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Pirda Shativa, a female mule that is in heat that wants to mate. Ein marbin maleha lo sus lo chamar. A mule is a mixture of a horse and a donkey. A horse and it's about, so what should you do? Elo b'mina. You have to mate her with its own kind. You have to find another mule that's a mixture of a horse and a donkey to mate with her. Amar Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchak. Yitzchak zei Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka. That's who that is. Shimon zei Rabbi Shimon bar Pazi. That's who that is. Varmalei Rav Reish Lakish. Some say it's Reish Lakish. Oshia zei Rabbi Oshia b'Rabbi. Oshia talks about Rabbi Oshia. Fine. So that's kind of a non sequitur, but it was halacha that was given in Eretz Israel. Now back to Tliyasa Mesim. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Amar Ratzos Einu Chayim. People that are ignorant about Torah are not going to go through Tliyasa Mesim. Shenemar Mesim ba Yichu. They are dead and they don't come back to life, meaning because they don't have Torah in them, they don't have life. Tani Nami Hachi, we also learned in a Braisa. Mesim ba Yichu. Yachal Akol, you might think that applies to everyone who's dead, that all dead people don't come back to life. Talmud Lomar, that it teaches us in the next Pasuk, Rafaim ba Yakumu. Those who are lifeless don't come back in Tliyasa Mesim. But Marpa Atzer Dibur Torah Kasimadar talks about people who makes himself a marpa, meaning lax, in learning Torah. So someone who goes out of his way or doesn't try to learn Torah is never going to go through Tliyasa Mesim. Armalei Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan replied, Lo nicha lemayre de armalei lehachol. A lot of people are not so knowledgeable in Torah, so how can you talk about them that way? Ella, what it's talking about, Ahuba Marpa Asa Avodas Kachav Bidasiv. It's not talking about someone who was just unable to learn Torah, but someone who went out of his way or wasn't so careful about learning or wasn't so careful about things related to Avodah Zara. So that's a completely different story. So that's not just someone who isn't knows Torah, but someone who's not so observant about specifically Avodah Zara. So Armalei Mikra Acher Adi Dorish. It's another pasuk that I could use to support what I did, what I want to say. Dechsev Kital Oras Talecha V'Eretz Ephraim Tapiel. Awake and shout for you who rest in the dirt. For your dew is like the dew that receives through Oros, and you let ground fall to the lifeless. Meaning, Kol Mishdamish B'Ora Torah. Whoever uses the Or of Torah, Or a Torah Mechayo. The light of the Torah is what revives him. V'Chol She'ena Mishayi B'Torah. Or Torah, and it does not make use of the light of Torah, ain't or a Torah mechayeyu. So again, he's using this pasuk to show that someone who doesn't learn Torah is not going to go through Tliyasa Mesim, because only if you benefit from the Torah will you go through Tliyasa Mesim. Kevin de Chazayu de Masar Elamalei, once he saw that Rabbi Yochanan didn't like what he had to say, he kind of tried to make it nicer. Rabbi Matzata Len Takana Min HaTorah, and I found a remedy for those people who are not so able to learn Torah. What could they do? They could do things in the benefit of people that learn Torah, because it says V'atem Advekim Hashem Elokeichem Chayim Kulchem Hayom. Mechi Efsha Ledvuka says V'atem Advekim, you should be dovek, you should cling to Hashem. V'chi Efsha Advuke B'Shechina, is it possible to cling to Hashem, to cling to the Shechina? V'achsiv Ki Hashem Elokecha Eishocha, that Hashem is a consuming fire. Ela kol amasi bita l'tam echacham, if you marry your daughter to a tam echacham, v'va'osa pragmati l'tamid echachamim, or you do things in the benefit of tamid echachamim, v'maham mahane tamid echachamim echasav, you benefit your tamid echachamim with your possessions, ma'alevach akasav ki'ilu midabi b'shechina. It's as if you're clinging. So if you're not able to learn Torah, at least be involved with tamid echachamim in having your daughter marry them, or supporting them, or giving stucca towards Torah things to enable Tliyasa Mesim. You could also say again, it uses the word David, Davka, to be dovik, to be clinging to Hashem. Is it possible to be dovik, to cling to the Shechina? Same thing. If you do one of these things, it's as if you cling to the Shechina. Now about Tchiyas HaMeisim, the Tzadikim. Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef, Atidim Tzadikim Shemivatz B'sin Ba'olim B'Yerushalayim. The Tzadikim are destined to sprout and come back to life in Yerushalayim, meaning this is talking about those people who are buried outside of Eretz Yisrael. They're going to, like we said earlier, they're going to go through some tunnels and then they'll pop up in Yerushalayim and then they'll come back for life. Shenemar Ve'etzitzim Yir Ke'esav Ha'aretz, that they'll sprout like the grass of the earth. Vein ear, use the word ear, El of Yerushalayim. The city must refer to Yerushalayim. Shenema Vaganosi is Ha'ir Azos. This is by Sancherev that when he uses the word ear, it's talking about Yerushalayim. Varam Rabbi Chiyar Bar Yosef, Atidim Tzadikim Shialdu Moshehem. The Tzadikim are going to, when they come back to life, they're going to come back to life in their clothing. Kal V'chomer Michita. We learn this from wheat. When you plant wheat, you plant the grain in the ground. It's not covered by anything. Yet it comes up, it emerges with fully covered up with a stalk of wheat. It has all sorts of layers to it. Similarly, tzadikim, they'll come up with their clothes. What do the clothes mean? Does it really mean clothes? Does it mean masim tovim? Does it mean mitzvos? A lot to be discussed on that. The soil of Eretz Yisrael is destined to produce baked goods and fine woolen clothing. That there'll be abundant grain in Eretz Yisrael. So a bit the word fisas could either mean grain or wool. Tana Rabbanan. So again, we're going to talk about a whole series of things that are miraculous in terms of what Eretz Yisrael is able to produce. Tana Rabbanan, he passes bar ba'aretz brosh haharim. There will be abundant grain on the earth, on the mountaintops. Amru, asida chita shestamir kedeka v'ol brosh haharim. A stalk of wheat is destined to grow up straight as a palm tree until it raises so high up that it's like at the level of the mountains. V'shema tomar yesh sar l'kot. So are you going to say, but that's going to be too hard to reap the wheat if it's as high up as the mountains. Tamalomar Yirash kilavan ilvanam perio, that it'll rustle like the cedars of the Levanon. What does that mean? Hakadosh Baruch Hu may be ruach mebeit ganazav. Hashem will bring a wind, and that wind umnasha aleha mashar salta. It'll cause it the stalk to blow in the wind, and its fine flower will fall from it. Adam yatzav asada maybe melo pisas yadam. Person will go out to the field, and it'll bring back a palm full of fine flour. Imena parnasaso parnasanche beso, and that palm full, he'll have enough to support his whole household, meaning it'll be very easy for them to make parnasa. Continuing about the great miraculous productivity of Eretz Yisrael in later days, or hopefully soon, im chalav klayos chita, with wheat as fat as kidneys, amru atida chita shtei klayos shel shor hagadol, a kernel of wheat will destine to be as big as two kidneys of a large ox, which is very big. Don't think how this is possibly could be. Sharei shuol kinah belefes, because even then there was a recorded case of a fox being moved in somehow to a large turnip, meaning the turnip must have been really big. Ushkalu, and then they weighed it. Matzoba shisha litrin, they found it contained 60 litrin belitra seltzipori. It contained this huge amount. So again, this turnip was tremendous. So again, it's talking about the great productivity of the land of Eretz Yisrael. Tanya, we went to the Braisa. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Masa b'shichin be'echad sheniachu avir shosha badei chardal. There was a story in Shichin about a man whose father left him three stalks of mustard growing in the ground. V'nifshach echad mehem, and one of the stalks created a branch. V'nisubo tisha kabin chardal. In that was 9 kabin of mustard seed, which is a tremendous amount. The ace of sichlu bosukas yotzin, and the wood of that offshoot was enough to put a roof on a hut. So again, creating tremendously large produce. Amar Rabbi Shimon Baruch Tachlifta, Kelach shall kruv v'niach lanu abba. Our father planted a cabbage the size of a tree. Vayinu olim v'yordim b'basulim. It was so big, we had to use a ladder to go up and down it. V'dam einav tishtachem. The pasuk says, you'll drink the blood of a grape, delicious wine. Amru, Loka olam hazeh olam haba. This world is not like the next world. Olam hazeh yesh bo tzav lefsol l'drop. In this world, it's hard to pick. You have to pick grapes and trample it. Ha'olam haba mevia anava achas bekarnos fina. And then the olam haba, a person will come and bring a single grape on a wagon or on a ship. And manicha bezavisa bebeisa. And he puts it in the corner of his house. And musaka pitzavik mena pitzos hagadol. And it becomes like a keg for him. He doesn't have to do any effort to get the wine from it. V'atza mesikin tachas atavshel. And its wood is enough to burn underneath the food to be cooked. V'elchol kol anava v'anava. And there will not be any grapes. Ein v'ashlosha garve yayin. It doesn't have at least 30 seya of wine. A tremendous amount. Shenemar v'dan anav tishte chemer. Al tikra chemer el chomer. The word chemer and the word chomer is, chemer means wine. And chomer is a measurement that's like 30 sa. So again, tremendous productivity. Kiyasar of Dimi Amar, when he came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said, "My dichsev osril gefen iro." He'll tie his donkey to the vine. Use the word iro for donkey, meaning in chokel gefen v'gefen shabel Eretz Yisrael. There's no grapevine in Eretz Yisrael. She'ein sarach ir achalus vasho. It needs an entire city to pick it because it'll be so plentiful. So it's using the word iro not to mean donkey, but to mean iro like a city. So again, tremendous productivity. Ushreka b'nei Yesano, into the vine branch, he'll tie his donkey. That means, Enecho kol ion sarak b'sha Eretz Yisrael. There'll not be any non-fruit tree in Eretz Yisrael. Sheino masi matzoi shtei asanos. Even though it's a non-fruit tree, it's miraculously going to bring back donkey cartloads of fruit. B'shemer tomer ein bayayin. And you might think that these grapes won't have any wine. Talmud Lomar, ki beis b'yayin levush, I'll launder his garments in wine. V'shem ha'tomar eino adam, maybe you think it won't be red wine. Talmud Lomar, ubedam anavim, and the blood of grapes. By saying the word blood, it means that it'll be red wine. V'shem ha'tomar, so again, if you might think that some of these fruits or some of these grapes are not going to be so significant, it's actually going to be that way. V'shem ha'tomar eino merava, maybe the wine won't be so alcoholic. Talmud Lomar suso, that it means that it'll be so drawing and so intoxicating. V'shem ha'tomar ein bo tam, maybe you'll say it won't have any taste. Tamalomer chachlile einayim miyayin. It's red from wine. Kol chek shemetar tama ormolili. Anyone who tastes it will say, "Give me more because it's so delicious." B'shem atomer lenarim yafel eskenam eino. Maybe you'll say only the young people will like it, but the older people won't. Tamalomer elven shinayim michalav, that the white tooth from milk. Al tikra elven shinayim el elven shanayim. You don't say it's about teeth, but it's about someone who's older. Again, everyone's going to love the wine. Pashtei dekari of my kasev. So, again, we talk about all these allegorical things. What is the plain meaning of the pasuk? Kiyaser of Dimi Amar. Amar Knesset Yisrael of Bnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bnei Yisrael said to Hashem, Ribono Shalom, Ramos Beinayach Devasis Chamra. Hint to me with your eyes that you're happy with me, that you're sweeter than wine. Vaxili Shinayach Devasim Echalda. And show me your teeth, which is sweeter than teeth. So again, Hashem, show us somehow that you love us. Masayile Rabbi Yochanan. Damar Rabbi Yochanan, Tov Amal Ben Shina L'Chaveiro. It's better that you smile at somebody. Yoter Mimashkei L'Chal. Better than you give him milk to drink. Shenem Relevein Shinaim Michalav. Azrik Relevein Shinaim El Libun Shinaim. So it's better to smile at somebody than to feed them milk. Rochia Ba'arda Makri Dardake De Reish Lakish Havei. He was the teacher of Reish Lakish's children. Ifkar Tase Yomiv Lo Asa. He was missing for 3 days and he didn't come to school. He asked when he came back, Amalei Ami Afkire, where were you? Amalei Dalas Achas Hinilchi Abba. My father left me one vine. It was Sati Yomena Yom Rishon. I picked from it on the first day. Shlosh Mios Eshkolos Eshkol Garv. 300 clusters of grapes, each one producing a seah of wine. Yom Sheni Batsati Yomena Shlosh Mios Eshkolos. The next day, I picked again 300 clusters. Shte Eshkolos Garv. Two clusters producing a seah of wine. So first day, one cluster produces a seah of wine. Second day, two clusters produce a seah of wine, so half as much. Yom Shlishi Batsati Shlosh Mosh Ashkolos. And third day, again, I picked 300 clusters. Shlosh Ashkolos are three clusters producing a seah of wine. Vivkarti Yoter Mechetzi. And I left over more than half of what was there. So again, a tremendous bounty. Amarle Ilal Divkarte. If you didn't skip school, Havi Avada, you would have gotten more because, like we said, the first day he got one for one, the second day he got one for two, and the third day he got one for three. He would have gotten more if he actually came to school. Rami bar Yacheskel Ikle Bnei Brak. He went to Bnei Brak. Hazuni Lahanu Ize. He saw goats. Da Kachlane Tusei Te'ene. They were eating under a fig tree. The Karnativ Duvshami Te'ene. And the honey dripped from the figs. The Chalvei Taiv Bnei. And the milk dripped from the udders of these goats. Umi Arab Hadi Adadi. And they mixed together to create a flowing a stream. Amrei Hainu Zavas Chalav Udvash. That we talk about Zavas Chalav Udvash. That's actually what it is. It's a mixture of the honey mixing with the milk. I'm Rabbi Yaakov Bar Dastai. Milod Leono Shlosh Milin. From Lo to Ono is 3 mil. Pamachas Kidanti Benesha. One day I left early. Valachti Arkasuli B'dvash El Teinim. And I walked in fig honey up to my ankles. Again, a tremendous amount of honey. I'm Reish Lakish. Lididi Chazali Zavas Chalav B'dvash El Tzipori. I myself have seen the land flowing with milk and honey around Tzipori. Vavishister Milin Ishister Milin. It covers an area of 16 mil by 16 mil. You know, tremendous area, many, many miles. Amar Rabbi Bar Bachana, Lididei Chazilei Zavas Chalav V'Dvash Shel Kol Eretz Yisrael. I've seen all of Eretz Yisrael flowing with Chalav V'Dvash, going to cook your base. V'Havi Kemevai Michse Ad Achrei De Kabule. And if we would collect it all together, it would go from one city into another city, a big area. Esim Etartim Parsei Urbi Apusei Shisei Parsei. It's a length of 22 parsos by a width of 6 parsos. So, you know, it's like, you know, like 1,000 miles. Rabbi Chalba, Rabbi Avira, Rabbi Yosef, Brachanina, Ikalahu, Asra, they went to a certain place. Aizukamea Farse, they brought him a peach. The Havi Ki Ilpes Paharahino, that was as large as a Kfar Hino frying pan, big peach. The Ilpes Kfar Hainu Kamahavi, how big is this frying pan? Chamesh Sayin, big area, a 20 gallon size. Achushlish, they ate a third of this peach. Vavkirushlish, and they abandoned a third for whoever wanted it. And they gave a third of it to their animals. Lashana Ikle Rabbi Elezer Lahasam. The next year, Rabbi Elezer traveled there. Vaisil Kame, and they brought him a peach, but it was so small. Naktabiyad, they held it in one hand. For Amar, and he talked about that the fruit got smaller. Eretz Pelu Melecha and Rasi Oshriyars. People must be doing badly, doing bad things, because the peaches used to be gigantic are now small. Rabbi Shua Belevi Igla El Gavla, he went to Gavla. Chazuna Lahanfu, the Kifu, the Havi Kami Bo Iglu. He saw gigantic clusters of grapes that looked like they were cows. Amar Agala Menagfanim, he says there must be cows amongst the grapevines. Amalek Tufainino, no, they aren't cows, they're clusters of grapes. Amar Eretzer Sachnisi Perasayach, he said, you know, land, draw in your fruits. Lemiata Mosi Perasayach, who are you producing your fruits for? That the Arabs who live in the country because we were exiled because of our sins. Next year, Rabbi Chiya went there. He saw clusters that were smaller and they looked like goats. Amro Izim ben Egafanim, he says there are goats between the grapevines. Last time there were cows, now there are goats. Amro Lei Zil, go away. We don't want you to put a curse on this so that it'll get smaller. Tana Rabbanan v'Virchasel she'Eretz Yisrael. In a year when Eretz Yisrael had bracha, beisa asa chameshes ribo korin, a beisa of land would create 50,000 kor of produce. B'shivasa shot soan, when soan was developed, beisan asa shiva korin, a beisa of land produced 70 kor. The Tanya Amr Rebbe Meir ani reisi v'vikas beishan beisa osa shiva korin v'elucha meula b'chol arzus of them Eretz Yisrael. So a beisa in Beis Sha'an, which is outside of Eretz Yisrael, produces large amount. We know there's no land outside of Eretz Yisrael that's better than Egypt. So if Beis Sha'an can produce 70 kor, then Soan, which is in Egypt, should be able to do more because Egypt theoretically has better land. Shedemer kegan Hashem ke Eretz Yisrael. Ve'en lecha me'ula b'chol Eretz Yisrael mi'otim en Soan. Soan is the best area of Soan. That's where the kings would live. That all the kings would live, and so on. In Eretz Yisrael, there's no terrain as rocky as Chevron. That's why Maris Machpela is a cemetery area because it's not agriculturally appropriate. Chevron was 7 times as fertile as Soan. So even though Mitzrayim in theory is the greatest fertility and Soan is its greatest fertility, Chevron is 7 times better than Soan. Chevron was built 7 years before Soan in Mitzrayim. Ma Nimnasa, what does the word Nimnasa mean? Ilema Nimnasa Mamash, or do we really think that Chevron was built first? Efshar Adam Bona Baisu Vino Katan Kadam Shayivno of Noha Gadal. you know, Canaan had a number of sons. One was named Chevron, one was named Mitzrayim. So Mitzrayim was older than Chevron. So you can't say that he would have built Chevron before Mitzrayim. Shenemar, Uvnei Cham, Cush, Mitzrayim, put to Canaan, right? That Cush, Mitzrayim, put in Canaan were his sons. Elisha moved now, Lachos, Meshiva, but so on. It must mean that Chevron is seven times as fertile as so on. So if, you know, you can do the math, but if someone could produce 70 kor, Chevron should be able to produce 490 kor. Vani mil bishratim, and this is in the stony area of Chevron. Avalo bitrashim chamesh ma'os. In other parts of Eretz Yisrael, where there's no stony ground, it should produce even more. Vani mil shalal bivrechaseh, and we're talking about an area where doesn't have bracha. Ela bivrechaseh, say, but when in years when Eretz Yisrael is under bracha, such as Vayizra Yitzhak Be'erzahil. When Yitzhak, we learned that Yitzhak, you know, is a very fertile time, it should have been, you know, many, many thousands of kor. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Sa'ab Yehuda, Aisa Osem Chabing Sha'ah. And a Sa'ab, wheat harvested in Yehuda, would produce five Sa'ah. Sa'ah Kemach, Sa'ah Solis, Sa'ah Subin, Sa'ah Mursin, Sa'ah Kubaria. It would produce all these different types of grain. Armale Hahut Saduke, Rabbi Hanina. Ya'a mashbichin baba'arn. It's proper that you should sing the praises of Eretz Yisrael. Beisa achasini lichli abba. My father left me one sa'ah. Mimena mashach, and I have oil. Mimena chamar, I have wine. Mimena ibar, I have grain. Mimena kitnios, I have legumes. Mimena roas miknasi. I have a place for my livestock to graze. Again, all tremendous productivity. Amaleyahu bar amori levar arad Yisrael. A certain Amorite said to people in Eretz Yisrael, Haide kame aguda diardina, a date palm standing on the yardane. Kamak Adria Domini, how many dates do you harvest from it? Amalei Shitin Kure, 60 kor. Amalei Akasilo Aliebe, you have not entered in the land, Akrabuse, and you've already destroyed it. Meaning that Anu Mea the Esrim Kore Hagazrinabe, when I was here, I can get 120 kor, and you're saying you can only get 60 kor. Amalei Ana Nami Machar Gisa Kaminimila, I only took from one side, which I only took half, so I also got 120 kor. Eretz, how are we doing on time? Yeah, we'll just quickly finish. Amar Rav Chista, May Dixiv Etnilcha Eretz Chemna Nachat Tzvi. I give you a cherished land, an inheritance of the deer. Lama Eretz Yisrael Nimshel Tzvi. Why is Eretz Yisrael compared to a deer? Lo Malacha, to tell you, Ma Tzvi Ze Eina Ora Machzik Besaro. Just as a deer cannot contain its own flesh after it's skinned, after Eretz Yisrael Eina Mechazek Es Perosea. The land of Israel can't even contain the abundance of its produce. Davar acher, ma tzvi zeh kal mikol achayus. A deer is faster than all other animals. Eretz Yisrael kal mikol artz devash es peruseah. The Eretz Yisrael is fast that all its fruits can ripen quickly. E ma tzvi zeh kal vei mesor shamein. Just as the deer is swift and the meat is not fatty, Eretz Yisrael kal levash vei peruseah shmeinim. That its fruits ripen quickly, but its fruit isn't too rich. Talmalomer zavas halavu dvash, that it's overflowing, that it's richer than milk and sweeter than dvash. So let's just do another line or two. Rabbi Lezer ki havi salak Eretz Yisrael Amar, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he said, "Palti li michada, I have been spared from one of the curses in the Torah." Ki samchuay ame, when they gave him smicha, they said, "Palti li mitart, they have spared from two." He also besod Hebrew Amar, when he was given a seed in some bezdin, they told him he was spared from another one. Palti miutlas. And Shenemar, Vayisi Yadil and Aviyah Mechuzim Shav, and my hand will be against the prophets who will see worthless visions. They will not, in other words, there are three klalos here, that they won't be in this bezdin, they won't be able to come into Eretz Yisrael, and they won't have nevuah. Besod ami lo yiyu, zesod ibur. Uksiv, beis Yisrael, yikasev, zesmicha, the admas Yisrael, oyevol, kimashmao. So again, because he did all these things, he was able to satisfy not having to do this curse. So here we'll pause, and Mirza Hashem will finish the rest of the siyum. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.